Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, for this edition of the Triangle Bulletin Board, we're going to start out with the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Durham Central Park. Four free Friday evening concerts in July, 5:30 to 7:30 each week. July 8th, it's Amethyst, Kia, and Her Chest of Glass. Amethyst is a Southern Gothic alt-country blues singer-songwriter who has found a way to fuse traditional roots music with a contemporary style that does not take away from the integrity of the original song and transforms them into powerful, soulful renditions. She draws heavily on old-time music. July 15th at Durham Central Park, Reese Palmer and Powerhouse Blues Vocal Workshop. You can't really put Reese's sound in a box, but she uses Southern Soul. She calls the Triangle home. Rolling Stone says her new music, with its neo-soul to throwback Southern R&B, sound and down home, confessional point of view, develops when and how she wants to. After the concert, join Reese for an intimate Powerhouse Blues vocal workshop. July 22nd, Camera Thomas and the Night Drivers tribute to blues women. Names like Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Memphis Minnie, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, Shamikia Copeland, Susan Tedeschi, and Brittany Howard carry us through the early 20th century blues into the 21st century. This Durham-based Camera Thomas shifts into a blues woman, interpreting some of her and your favorite female blues artists. And July 29th, the final in the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Samantha Fish. Blues guitarist and songwriter Samantha Fish, now in her mid-20s, started out playing drums. The Kansas City Star says Fish has built an international reputation as a powerhouse blues rock musician with an enormous voice and tremendous skill as a guitarist. She also combines the artful sensitivity of Bonnie Raitt and the effortless swagger of the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards. All right, coming up very soon, it's the 37th Annual Festival for the Eno. It's July 2nd and 4th at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park, 10 to 6 each day. A lot of music to enjoy both days with more than 65 performers on four stages. In addition to lots of music, there will be food trucks, a juried craft show featuring 80 of the region's finest artists, paddling demos, backyard chickens and bees, hands-on feet-wet activities, all on the banks of the Eno River. So what is this event all about? The Festival for the Eno is deeply committed to sustainability and environmentally friendly practices. The festival is put on every year as a benefit for the Eno River Association in order to fund their mission to protect the natural resources of the Eno River and its watershed for future generations. You can purchase tickets online at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, all one word, .com. The single-day advance ticket price for a 13 to 17-year-old is $11. A single-day adult ticket is $18. And the adult two-day ticket is $30. Coming up this fall, Hopscotch Music Festival returns. It's September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. With more than 140 bands over 3 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. from a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows. The festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more, and its schedule highlights this diversity each year. No increase in ticket pricing from last year, with VIP wristbands currently going for $200, and three-day wristbands are $135. A VIP wristband includes three headlining shows, plus club shows, opening night VIP party, priority access at club venues. The three-day pass includes three headlining shows and club shows. One-day passes won't be available until June. No word yet on single headlining concert tickets will be available. No lineup has been released at this time. All right, checking out the lineup at Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Wednesday, May 18th, Dan and Phil, The Amazing Tour is Not on Fire. Thursday, May 19th, it's Aretha Franklin. Friday, May 20th, Making a Murderer's Dean Strang and Jerry Buting, A Conversation on Justice. Sunday, May 27th, RuPaul's Drag Race Battle of the Seasons. Tuesday, May 24th through Sunday, May 29th, it is If Then. If Then is a contemporary Broadway musical about living in New York today and all the possibilities of tomorrow, with unforgettable songs and a deeply moving story by the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning creators of Next to Normal. This fascinating, ambitious, and original new musical simultaneously follows one woman's two possible life paths, painting a deeply moving portrait of the lives we lead as well as the lives we might have led. Saturday, June 4th, it is Kirk Franklin at DPAC. 20 years in one night tour. For nearly two decades, Kirk Franklin has been one of the most prominent voices in gospel music. His unique way of combining hip-hop, pop, R&B, and gospel has garnered him fans across multiple genres as well as critical acclaim. Monday, June 6th, at DPAC, Triangle Rising Stars. Tuesday through Sunday, June 7th through 12th, it's River Dance. The international Irish dance phenomenon is back by popular demand. It's their 20th anniversary world tour. June 16th through the 8th, let me start that one again. June 16th through the 18th, Palobos. Sunday, June 19th, it is Britt Floyd. June 24 and 25, Stephen Petronio Dance Company. July 1st and 2nd, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. July 8 and 9, Hubbard Street Dance, Chicago. July 11 and 12, Lar Lubovich Dance Company. Sunday, July 17th, Max and Val live on tour, Our Way. Brothers Maxim and Valentin Chemerovsky, the hottest stars on ABC's hit show Dancing with the Stars, are bringing to life the show they have dreamed about since childhood, combining an honest and unfiltered narrative of their life story with the world-class dancing, creativity, and passion they are known for. Okay, Monday, July 18th, it is Lindsey Stirling. July 22nd and 23rd, Company Wang Ramirez. July 29 and 30, Paul Taylor Dance Company. Saturday, August 13th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. And then on Tuesday through Sunday, August 6th through the 21st, it is Newsies. We're going to switch to North Hills events. The Midtown Beach Music Series is back at North Hills. This is its ninth season on Thursday nights at the Commons at North Hills. May 12th, it is the Band of Oz. May 19th, Too Much Sylvia. May 26th, it is Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. June 2nd, Legacy Band. June 9th, Spare Change. June 16th, The Entertainers. June 23rd, Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. And June 30th, The Tams. We'll go on with others on the schedule as we draw closer to those events. May 14th, it is the 20th Annual Triangle British Classic Car Show. May 21st, Kickin' It Country at North Hills with Chris Weaver Band, Jacob Bryant, and Grant Meredith. And the Midtown Bluegrass Series, which appeals to young and old alike and features the best of bluegrass with popular string band music, returns with two concerts. The concerts are set for May 15th and September 18th, and both of those are at Midtown Park. And then starting in August or mid-August, it is the Friday Night Tributes returning to North Hills, and we'll just name a couple of those. August 19th, it is Joshua Tree with his U2 tribute. August 26th, The Return, which is a Beatles tribute. September 2nd, Cruciafaya, Bob Marley tribute. September 9th, Trial by Far, Journey tribute. Trial by Fire is the Journey tribute. September 16th, One Hit Wonders. September 23rd, Rumors, which is a Fleetwood Mac tribute. September 30th, 20 Ride, which is a Zac Brown Band tribute. And then the final Friday night tribute show is on October 7th at North Hills, Clash of the Decades, 80s versus the 90s. All right, let's go on with Duke performances. The phone number, or box office number there, is 919-684-4444. There are no events currently scheduled in May, but the events that are taking place starting in June are at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens. Wednesday, June 1st, Music in the Gardens, No BS Brass Band. The No BS Brass Band draws from all over the American brass tradition. Wednesday, June 8th, Layla McCalla, after a stint in the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, singer and cellist Layla McCalla has developed a sound all her own on two acclaimed solo records. Her Langston Hughes tribute, Very Colored Songs, and the new A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. That sound comes from the Creole traditions of her parents' native Haiti, from the jazz and Cajun influences of her adoptive home in New Orleans, and from the timeless American folk heritage. Wednesday, June 15th, Skylar Gudaz, Durham-based singer-songwriter Skylar became known for her utterly unique voice, showcased last year in Ari Picker's Lion and the Lamb at Duke performances. Monday and Tuesday, June 20th and 21st, Duke performances and the American Dance Festival present an evening with Savion Glover and Jack DeJohnette at Page Auditorium. And then Wednesday, June 29th, another Music in the Gardens, Mount Moriah. Local country rockers Mount Moriah recently celebrated their second Merge Records release, The Righteous and Defiant, How to Dance. Wednesday, July 6th, Sierra Hull, bluegrass mandolinist and singer Sierra Hull's breakout album, Weighted Mind, went right to the top of Billboard's bluegrass charts at the start of this year. The Chicago Tribune praised Hall's crystalline voice, and Pop Matters declared that her latest songs showcase her magnificent strengths on the mandolin with rawness and verve. Wednesday, July 13th, another Music in the Gardens event. William Tyler and Jake Xerxes Fussell. Tyler is the guitarist every musician wants in their band. He's also played with everyone from Lamb Chop to Silver Jews to His Golden Messenger. He's also released two singular instrumental records, one of which Pitchfork called the most vital, energized album by an American solo guitarist in a decade or more. Wednesday, July 20th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. This rootsy North Carolinian may be the most buzzed about new songwriter in folkdom, that from the Boston Globe, about Carrboro's Jonathan Bird. His display, John Brine's gift for stark little songs that tell big, complex stories, Guy Clark's lean melodicism, Lyle Lovett's wry mischief, and Bill Morrissey's knack for the revealing image. And finally, Wednesday, July 27th, Music in the Gardens. It is Black Twig Pickers. Black Twig Pickers is an old-time Appalachian string band with their eye on the future. The rough carpentry of these songs lets the dust fly, lets the grain show, but the songs are all the purer, all the sweeter for their scruffed, raved Pop Matters. This foursome, rooted in Southwest Virginia, play an exuberant blast of banjo, fiddle, and hoedown rhythm, declared the Financial Times. All right, coming up in Kannapolis later this year, the Abbott Brothers and country singer Kelly Pickler are among a group of eight performers and groups heading into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. Also going into the hall is Chuck Brown, a Gaston native known as the Godfather of Go-Go, and who produced the hit Bustin' Loose in 1979. Brown died in 2012 at the age of 75. Another inductee is Ron Tyson, who is from Monroe and is a longtime member of the Temptations, Raleigh-based beach music performers, Band of Oz, and Rhiannon Giddens and the Carolina Chocolate Drops are also going into the hall, as is Percy Heath, who played with the Modern Jazz Quartet. The inductions are scheduled for October 20th in Kannapolis. All right, coming up on the listings of the Carolina Music Festivals, May 13 and 14, it is the Rowan Blues and Jazz Festival in Salisbury. The family-friendly and free festival is dedicated to preserving, promoting, and presenting blues and jazz, with emphasis on musicians from North Carolina's Piedmont and of all ages. The festival site is downtown Salisbury. May 13 and 14, Carolina Roots Music Festival in Statesville. Carolina Roots Music Fest debuts in 2016 to celebrate diverse music styles performed by nationally known, regional, and local artists in a benefit for National Balloon Rally Charities Incorporated. The festival site is the Statesville Regional Airport. Also May 13 and 14, Union Grove Old Time Fiddlers Convention, obviously in Union Grove. May 19th through the 22nd, May 19th through the 22nd, Connection Campout, Horseshoe, what began as a no-frills weekend that used music to focus on interpersonal connection in the solitude of nature, in 2012 went public, and where All right. It started in 2012 and then went public in 2014 and relocated to a forest resort south of Asheville last year. That festival site is Deerfields. May 20th through the 21st, Beaufort Music Festival, of course, in Beaufort. The festival presents a free Friday evening show downtown and an all-day show Saturday that requires tickets. The festival also presents food trucks, kids' activities, and more. The festival site, Downtown Waterfront Friday, and the North Carolina Maritime Museum's Gallants Channel site Saturday. May 21st, Music at the Mills Bluegrass and Arts Festival. This is in Union Mills. The Bluegrass and Arts Festival includes a kickoff show Friday night that is free to those with tickets for Saturday. The festival also features musician workshops, cultural demonstrations, and arts and crafts from Western North Carolina. Also has barbecue and product vendors. Festival site, Union Mills Learning Center. Of course, if we, let me see, May 20th through the 22nd, it is Artsplosure in Raleigh. The Artsplosure Street Festival draws large crowds for performances by one or two national acts, plus several local and regional bands alongside visual art displays and kids' arts activities downtown. Last year, the festival added a Friday date and moved from Moore Square to Fayetteville Street. Musical acts appeared on a main stage at City Plaza and a second stage at the other end of the street near the state capitol. Admission is free. The festival site again, Fayetteville Street. May 21st, Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro, celebrating its 30th year in 2016. The Piedmont Blues Preservation Society's Carolina Blues Festival is the longest-running blues festival in the Southeast, and it's held at Barber Park in Greensboro. Also May 21st, Durham Blues and Brews Festival. The event is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center, which works with families to prevent child abuse and neglect. This is an adults-only event. It's at Durham Central Park. May 22nd, Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. The Mustang Spring Jam, like October's Mustang Music Festival, is a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund. The festival site is Mike Deanna's Grill Room. Okay, we'll check out the events at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Saturday, May 14th, WWE Live. Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, Sesame Street Live, Let's Dance. June 22nd through the 26th, Torek, The First Flight. This is inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. The Saturday, July 2nd show by Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas, The Future Now Tour, has been canceled. And Monday, September 12th, Maroon 5 with special guests Tove Lo and R. Maroon 5's latest album, V or 5, debuted at number one on Billboard's Top 200 and is a sonic summation of the group's journey to date. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club, which is on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. May 12th through the 14th, Craig Robinson. May 19th through the 21st, Jenny Zagrino. May 26th through the 29th, it's Bill Bellamy. You might want to double-check the type of material offered by a particular performer in case it's not something you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center, West Garner Road, the phone number there, 919-661-4602. May 14th, Natural Wonder. While most Stevie Wonder tribute artists rely on pre-recorded music, Natural Wonder rolls into town with the full band experience, complete with a crack rhythm section, full-fledged horn ensemble, and the formidable Gabriel Bello, a number one Billboard-ranked vocalist, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. August 11, 12, and 13 at Garner Performing Arts Center, Seussical Jr. Garner's award-winning talented teens and kids pack the auditorium every summer with their magnificent shows, and this August will be no exception. Join Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, the Who's, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters in this fantastical music extravaganza. And October 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th, Boeing, Boeing. Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919-567-4000. All right, Tuesday, May 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 21st, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents That Old Man River at 7:30. June 7th and 21st, Carolina Puppet Theater, it's The Little Red Hen. All right, coming up, events in Knightdale. No time like the present to gear up for Knightdale's concert series being held at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater. The concert series will be the first Thursday of the month, August through October 6th to 9 p.m. Start something delicious this spring with a new weekday lunch and dinner option in a beautiful outdoor setting. Every Thursday through June, Knightdale will host a new truck at the Knightdale Station Park for lunch and dinner. Just look for it from 11 to 2 and 5 to 8 near the amphitheater. Rain or shine, shelters are covered. And Knightdale Parks and Recreations hosts an outdoor movie. The three coming up, May 13th, June 10th, and June 24th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.